Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week, let's remember to always trust your gut and feel for the truth. Our guest today is Deborah Jacobs, and she's author of A Happy Move, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Deborah Jacobs, author of A Happy Move, with over 29 moves under her belt. Deborah is one step below a professional, except I think she already is, and she and her family have been gypsies for the last 40 years, moving all over the United States and even one move to Korea. And she's the owner of Dancing Word Group, and she's a successful literary agent representing both mainstream and higher consciousness authors. And she's also one of my favorite people and one of my friends, and I want to just say, I'm so happy you're here. Welcome, Deborah. I was hoping you would write a book. I mean, you've been representing everybody in the whole world, and then where's yours? And I'm so glad. And it's a great book. Great book.
Boy, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, we go back a long, long time. I mean,
like 20 years?
More than that, I think. Well, just about, because even when we had our first expo at HealthyLife.net in 2005 or something, you came out and, you know, we're just been interlaced. But then you are very big in the conscious movement, you know, in the metaphysical field and movement, and you worked with Lynn Andrews and so many people, and people are lucky to have you. So are you taking new authors these days?
I am.
Okay.
I'm always open to new authors, whether they're already established or brand new.
Great, because people, Deborah's going to give you information at the end of the show. If you want a very good person that is a literary agent that can really help you push your book out and do everything, Deborah's the one to do it. So just keep that in the back pipe of your head somewhere. All right. So let's get to your book, though, because I could have used it when I was, I was the first guy I married. I gave up college and put him through college, and he became a biochemist. But he was this, we lived in New York, and we moved 11 times in 4 years. So he was always doing, okay, it's the midnight run. Okay, we're going. Oh, this won't have a dog. We're doing the midnight run. But if you don't know what to do with it, it can be quite overwhelming. I mean, the last move I did was 30-something years ago, where I moved with a house I was in for 30 years. And you can imagine all the crap that I had. And,
absolutely.
You know, and then moved here.
And this book is equally for people that are downsizing or moving for the first time in years, as it is for the college student that's moving for the first time.
That's great, because, you know, I'm even going now, I'll soon be 75 this year, and I'm sitting there, and my daughter doesn't want all this crap, and if I want to downsize later on, which I don't know, I'm just keeping busy all the time, I have to figure out what to move and what to keep and what not. And your book is just incredible, because it can, every, from the young family moving, from the person moving first time out of their house to the senior, it is a really good compendium of everything that you need to move. So let's get right into it. What should you do before you move?
Plan. That's the number one thing. You remember your mother always saying, proper planning prevents poor performance. If you plan your move, then it takes off like 80% of the stress. you know what you're doing before, you know what you're going to be doing during, and you know what you need after. And that was really the sole purpose of writing this book is, you know, when you read the stories of some of the stupid things that I did during move, or things I just didn't know about, it helps you plan for your move so you don't run into those same nightmares.
Well, and you go through a whole bunch of things. For example, even, you know, looking at the out clauses in your leases, or you watch for hidden fees. Even when you're moving in, you know, when you're moving out, you're always usually moving in somewhere. Even when you're dead, you're moving up to the other level.
Exactly.
So can we use this book for that too? You know,
I mean, it's good for if you're buying, if you're selling, if you're renting. And one guy brought up, and he was right, he bought the book because he was moving his business.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I hadn't even thought about that. You know, I was just thinking residential. But it makes sense. You use the exact same plan that this book goes through, and you could, anything that you have to relocate.
Well, I'm Cancer, so, you know, I don't have cancer. I am a Cancer, so and so home to me is very important. And so what happens is that when I move, there's also so much angst because I want to make sure it's the right place and the right energy and the right this and the right that. And so when I did my last move, what I did was I moved one room a night. I took a early week and one room a night, and then I left the kitchen to last, and then I put everything away. I'd move everything in except for the big furniture. I put away all my clothes in the bedroom and, you know, do all of that. And then when I moved in, all I had was the big furniture thing to go in and, you know, a couple of boxes for, you know, the foods and stuff that you left, and, you know, restock the refrigerator. So I have found that over the years, that's a good way for me to do it, you know, is to take one room and move.
When you're moving locally, that is a very good way, and we go through that in the book, when you're moving locally. But I'll tell you, you should do that process twice. I always say before you even pack a box, go through and purge.
Right.
You don't need to move stuff you're not going to need or can't use, or, you know, call your kids and say, if you want this stuff, come get it. Don't keep moving stuff that you don't need. So I always tell people, go through room by room, which is brilliant. That's exactly what I recommend. And always start in the bathroom. There is so much stuff.
Junk.
That
so much junk.
Old bottles of conditioner and shampoo.
Well, you don't want to throw it out because there's one little thing left in it, but it's so old you don't really want to use it anyway. But, you know.
Exactly. And if you make a distance move, almost all moves are priced by weight.
Right.
So the more you can get rid of that you really don't need, you know, those clothes that haven't fit you in 20 years but you're still praying you can get back into them, maybe donate them to somebody who can wear them.
Right, right. Well, I know one move, when I moved from New York to California, I was 27. My daughter was seven or eight. And you know, I didn't have a lot of money to move. And so what I ended up doing was I looked at moving services and this and that. I didn't need to bring any furniture because I was moving in with my second husband. So I didn't really need that kind of stuff. But there was a lot of stuff that, you know, my kid's toys and her bed and some things. And so what I did was I used UPS. It was cheaper. It was cheaper. And I put all my, you know, because, you know, I'm Italian, so I cook a lot. So I need all my espresso machines and, you know, which is by then was the little pot, you know. And it was cheaper to use UPS to ship than it was to.
There's a story in the book about me moving to Korea. And I actually did that when I moved to Korea.
Well, you and I are very similar in thought, but I think you've moved more than I have. In the early part of my life with John, my first husband, I was moving all the time.
Well, the 29 times that I talk about in the book were only the big moves. Those didn't include the, you know, living in four different apartments in one city in 3 years. You know,
well,
the little moves. And there's so many wonderful tricks to be able to to do exactly like you're saying. You know, in the book we talk about, you know, when you're planning the move and who's going to move you, look at all of these options. Because, yeah, if you're not taking up furniture and a lot of stuff, it may be cheaper to get a pod.
Right.
You know, the pods are great,
right.
You know, or ship at UPS or however, you know, is going to work best for you. There's even forms in the book for creating budgets so you can compare these different things. I actually, this last move that we made from Northern California to Arizona, it was actually cheaper going through a moving company and letting them do all the work.
Sometimes it is. You just don't know. I do know that it's, you know, with your book, it's very easy to understand and easy to do because you have all these fill-in charts in there. And especially here, California has had over a million people leave, and they're still leaving in droves because of the high cost of living and the rent and the nonsense. And just complete nonsense. It'll revert back. You know, it's just change kind of does that. We're kind of probably purging all these people finally. But anyway, so, you know, so right now this is a very relevant book for California people because there's an awful lot of people considering moving. And a lot of times people are, you know, they don't want to move. They want to keep going but sometimes it's good to purge and to move instead of staying, you know, stuck in one place, because that means that your life is also stuck, because there's a lot of the things that we do is tied into what our fate is and what we are spiritually meant to do. And sometimes when we're holding on and we're not letting go, it can make life a lot more harder. And what you've done is saying, hey, if you don't really want to move, but you know you kind of have to move, I don't want you to struggle as much. I want you to work on your feeling better. So I'm going to provide this book for you, so that you can go ahead and do that, and then you can, because that's what I see this book as, you're taking care of the back issues so that they can have a happy move and move easier through life, not only just for the actual move itself.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I was talking to one of the people who had bought the book, who was like 80 years old, and she said she wasn't planning on moving, but after reading the book, she realized how well she could prepare her home. So if she ended up having to move, or if she passed away, her kids would be organized.
Yeah, exactly. Like I already did a lot of things, but I, you know, what happens, you stay in a place, even if it's 5 years or 2 years, you still accumulate the same kind of stuff, different stuff, but it's,
yeah,
you still got stuff, you know, and, you know, you can't take anything with you. And, you know, it's better to have, to purge all the time and keep things out and kind of do less than more. Get the good stuff, but keep, you know,
keep the energy moving. Keep the energy fresh. You know, it shifts. I mean, I even rearrange my furniture in my house constantly just to keep the energy active.
Right.
And keep it from going stale. But, I mean, how many things, it's amazing. Even though I may move every year or two, I'm always amazed how much garbage I have acquired.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. It does
not
take long.
Where did I suddenly end up with 3 sets of Tupperware? You know, you don't need that, or, you know, you have 5 spatulas.
Right.
You just don't need a lot of this stuff.
Right. Well, or who donates, you know, like my daughter says, well, Mom, I've got an extra pasta machine. I'm going to give it to you. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I make gluten-free pasta, and that doesn't work in a pasta machine because the dough is like crap.
But you can donate to so many amazing places like Habitat for Humanity, you know, where they're giving these items to people who need them.
Right.
You know, the clothes, you know, I donated a lot of clothes to a woman's shelter.
That's a good idea. Because there's a lot of times where, like, Goodwill, Now they're getting really picky. They said, well, we're not going to come ever since the pandemic. We're not picking anything up. You know, I have beautiful oak furniture that I would like to get rid of, you know, and they're not picking anything up. So there's a lot of them that won't pick up if there's a scratch on it or it's this or that. And it's really amazing, you know, because, and then they go through everything and they take everything. And now there's some here that they have a higher price, you know, Salvation Armies, you know, stores, Goodwill stores, yeah, where the higher price things go.
That's why in the book we have, in the back of the book, I'm sure you saw it, we have resources, and we list all kinds of resources for almost anything you're going to end up needing, but there are a whole bunch of things that we recommend for places to donate.
Right, and that's a really good thing. So now, in your book, you kind of give a synopsis of what services you have to connect and disconnect, but who do you notify of your upcoming move?
There's a whole list in the book about that because people forget. They forget that they have to notify, you know, their lawyers, that they have to notify their banks. Banks are huge. I mean, you have to let your bank know, especially if you don't have an interstate bank and you have a local, like, credit union. You have to let them know that you're moving just for the sake of using your credit card or debit card while you're making a move. That has happened to me in the past where I forgot to notify the bank, and I got to the first state, and I went to use my debit card to get gas, and it was declined.
Wow.
So, I mean, there are, you know, your post office. If you don't know where you're going to be yet, you haven't actually gotten there and rented the place or closed on your house, you can put your mail on hold. And a lot of people don't know that. You can actually put your mail on hold where you are and then put in your change of address later when you have an address.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of things that you can do. For example, I had run a couple of businesses, and so when I finally did Creative Health and Spirit in 1992, which actually is the mother company of HealthyLife.net Radio, but CHS, you know, Creative Health and Spirit is like my publishing media company, and of course media is the HealthyLife.net Radio underneath it. But what I did back then, I said, for all my legal stuff, I used a post office box, so I never had to change it no matter where I was going again. So, you know, unless it was out of state, then that, of course, you would have to change or have the mail forwarded, you know.
Yeah, well, and there's so many other things to notify, like you want to notify your dentist and your doctor. They may want you to sign a release for your records to be transferred before you actually move and have a new doctor on the other end.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things, yeah.
All these things in the book save time. I'll tell you one thing that people forget, and this is why we have the list of who your utility companies were, is a lot of people forget that they have deposits that if they write them after it's disconnected, they can get that money back.
Right.
But you have to have the name and address because everything like that is still done by mail and not necessarily online.
Well, that happened to me once. It was really interesting. I worked for Continental Airlines back in the 70s, you know, so I worked for them for 8 years. And then, you know, and then I left. I went to work for Western and then a couple of other things and then started my own businesses. And then, but what happened was I had this little piece of, I guess, retirement. And so they, and then Continental got bought out by United, right? So now everything's really complicated. And they contact me. I finally get this letter and I say, okay. And, so that I'm talking to them on the phone and saying, okay, well, just give it to me, you know, and that's whatever. And they said, well, you have to give me your addresses. Well, we had moved so many times and I had been, you know, I couldn't remember whether it was 2508 Poinsettia or 2578. And because I did not know what that was, they did not allow me to get the funds that were mine for another 5 years.
Well, and that's another reason why you go through this checklist. I was on, you know how you can go on those found money sites for state to find escheated funds? And I'm like, okay, well, I lived in North Carolina just for the heck of it. I'm going to search and see if there's anything there. And it was like a deposit for $180 for a utility company that had just been sitting there, and all I had to do was contact them to get it back. But if you know this before you move, you know, it, again, proper planning. If you know these things before you move, then as soon as you arrive, you shoot them off the letter and say, hey, my utilities were disconnected on such and such date. Here is where you can send my deposit money.
Right, right. Because if you don't remember, you don't remember. We're going to have to take a break, but we're going to be right back with Deborah Jacobs and her wonderful book, A Happy Move, which you can get at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, everywhere. So A Happy Move by Deborah Jacobs, and we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Deborah Jacobs, a really great friend of mine, and she's the author of a great book called A Happy Move, and the book is very easy to read. You can take it almost with you as a manual, because there's going to be a lot of stuff that you're going to register in there that's going to be needed forever. And so it's kind of really a great book to have, just even if you're not moving, you know, because there's a lot of things in there that can be used by, you know, people, or, you know, later on if you're passing over or doing anything like that. Well, right before the break, we were talking all about what you should move, you know, what you should connect and disconnect. But, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of things for people. Like, how do you determine the best way to move for yourself? Like, where to move? How do you do that? And also, you know, with plants and pets, there's sometimes things like that that you have to be aware of. Can you talk a little bit about those things?
Absolutely. We got a whole chapter in the book about this, because if you can't physically go to a place, let's say you're moving cross country, and you can't physically go there before you're going to move, but you need to rent something before you move, that you need to check all of the references in the book to find out what the neighborhoods are like. We recommend getting on sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and at, and their pages for those towns. Before we moved to Flagstaff, I joined all these Flagstaff pages, so I would be able to ask people, hey, what are the better neighborhoods? What are bad neighborhoods? And then there's also references where you can actually contact the local police departments and find out what crime rates are like in certain areas. I made a move once, and oh my gosh, it was like a nightmare. When I got there, it turned out this whole apartment complex was full of crazy drug dealers.
Yeah, I was going to say meth people. Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't know, but if you talk to people ahead of time, when we moved here, there were all these people love to tell you what about their town. And the bad stuff and the good stuff. And it's great too, like if you have kids and the kids really are not excited about that move, but if you can show them, hey, look at, they have this aquarium, they have this athletics program, you know, and then they can get excited about what's going to be on the other end.
Well, you know, one of the things I was considering before I got the chronic fatigue syndrome, I was considering moving to different areas. And I had, at that time, I had the first used PC store in America. And so I was into, you know, I went from engineering into computers, cause it was brand new. Nobody knew what PCs were back in the day. That's how old I am. And so, when I went up to Ojai and I said, well, I kind of like this place. Of course, it's a really great place because it's one of the two valleys in the United States that run east to west, not north to south, which is very interesting. And but anyway, so what I did there, I wanted to know if they needed a computer store, or, you know, is there enough, you know, market here for used PCs? Even though it's only like 20, you know, a half hour from LA, it's still its own little pocket, and you have to understand where you're moving from. So the first thing I did was I went into the Chamber of Commerce. And they have all sorts of things. And, you know, we sat down and we sat there and whatever. And it was interesting because I would walk the street and it was so metaphysical. People would come up and say, you need to move here. I'm going, what? You know, I said, I don't even know you. You need to move here. We really want you. I'm going, okay. You know, I never did though.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, there's some areas where if I had actually done this on one of my moves, I would never have moved to the town that I ended up moving to because it was horrible. It was, on paper and on the internet, it looked like a lovely little community. And when I got there, the city allowed homeless people to actually, they could go into your backyard and set up a tent. And there was nothing you could do to get rid of them.
Okay. I wonder.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you really, due diligence is.
You really want to do as much research as you possibly can, you know, and then also, you know, a lot of people rent before they move, and there's one of my horror stories in there about, you know, how to vet to make sure whoever you're renting from really is the owner and that there's no legal anything pending against that property. Because we got in and within, I'd say 10 days, a bankruptcy attorney showed up at our door telling us that the owners had filed bankruptcy and we had to vacate in 2 weeks.
Wow. I mean, you really do have to be very, very careful. One time we moved, you know, on the, we called the midnight moves. When John and I moved, we moved into a bungalow because I wanted to be by the beach in South Beach because we moved back from New Rochelle where he was going to Iona College. And then we ended up moving back to Staten Island. And I had a little girl then, you know, I had my daughter and we're setting everything up. I was really happy because I could walk to the beach, you know, like 3 blocks or whatever. And we went out to dinner, you know, and with some friends up in New Rochelle, came back home and it was raining and the whole apartment was flooded and the landlord and everything was there. And we're, you know, I had these, you know, Spanish provincial couches, you know, and they're lifting them up, holding them up so that it's because definitely the water was up to the thighs. And I'm 5'6" and a half. So we're talking. So, I mean, we had just moved in that weekend and that Monday we were done. Okay. So we had to move out again and dry out all our furniture. So,
Yeah, so, I arrived in North Carolina the night of a hurricane. It had to unpack a truck in a hurricane.
I'll tell you another story that's funny, that, you know, so John and I moved so many times, you know, so we were doing, we did, there was 13 times we moved just on Staten Island, and every apartment was different, and every size window was different, that I had to have curtain rods that were different for every single window. I had like a whole closet full of curtain rods, you know. And none of them would fit anything.
And drapes.
Yeah.
And drapes.
Right.
Yes, I have moved many sets of different size drapes. Because you're right, every place you go to. And that's another thing, where even if you're going a distance, you can get somebody to measure these things before, if you've actually, like, especially people buying a home, you know, get your realtor on the other end to go measure your window so you don't have to haul those extra curtains.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, because that, I mean, I'm sitting there going, I have an armful of curtain rods. Really? Really? You know, I can't.
I probably had, and that's where wardrobe boxes come in really
handy. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about packing and the different kinds of boxes you're going to need for different things. Wardrobe boxes were my saving grace for that step stool that would never fit anywhere. And all those curtain rods,
right,
you could just stand up in them, because I probably had 40 of them at one point.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, there was one time I moved into a place that had, you know, I had like five rooms downstairs, and then there was an attic, so there was three rooms there. And every single one, no matter what, none of the windows fit any of those curtain rods. Anyway, we got to.
Even with the adjustable.
We have to go to the break. But when we come back, we'll have some more stories for you. So stay with us, and don't forget to get Deborah Jacobs A Happy Move right now on break. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Duff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Deborah Jacobs, and she's author of A Happy Move. Now, Deborah, you didn't write this book alone. Another one of our friends, Britt Elders, was the writer. You're the mover, right? And she's good. Not that you don't
exactly.
have a right, but she's been an accomplished author, and she's done a lot of work on a lot of nonfiction topics, and she's written books and documentary films and all sorts of stuff. So she was a good person to get in your back door over there. And she's also CEO of ShirleyMcLean.com, and she's been living in Arizona all her life. So she kind of needed you because you were all over the place, and you needed her.
It was really funny because when Beyond Words Publishing asked if I was willing to write a book about this, because they, we were talking about moving, and they're like, we need to have a book on this. And I said, well, I'm an agent, I'm not a writer. And I immediately called my best gal pal, Britt, and said, you are a professional writer. I'll give you the information if you write the book. And I think she did an incredible job with it.
Oh my goodness, it's so easy to use. I mean, it's really a manual that has so many things in there. And I love, what I love about it the most though is Deborah's tips. There's all these tips all over the book, and they're fun, and they're very pertinent information that you really have to take a look at. So there,
yeah,
that's a wonderful thing.
Since you like the tips, let me mention on the website, ahappymove.com, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of videos that we've been adding on tips of how to pack or whatever.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. I'm just going up to Santa Cruz to do a lecture and a book signing up, and I was just this morning pulling clothes saying, now what do I pack so that is very small, and I don't have to do things. Anyway, so I'll have to get with you because I think, they've asked me to do a television show on Roku, so I think I might do it. So,
wow.
I wish they would have asked me when I was 37 and I look good, I'll just have to let the light shine out, right? And hopefully it'll blast. The light will be so great that you won't see all these wrinkles.
I'm dealing with that too. I turned 68 in 2 weeks.
Young. You young person, you. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to get into pets because everybody thinks it might be easy for pets. I just wanted to tell you one story and then we can get your tips on how to move pets and plants. My friend Stephanie Miller, who was the radio host, she moved from, Hollywood to New York City, and she had two Great Pyrenees, which are huge animals that can eat you out of house and home. And she had two of them, and she always had two of them. And so it was very hard because she didn't want to move them by, it would be too long for them to move across country by van, and unless she was
right
with them, and she couldn't because she was doing, she was working with Oprah and doing all sorts of stuff back in those days. And so what she ended up having to do was she had to find there's actually a pet airline that can, that you can do horse racing, horses and prize cows and all sorts of stuff. And, they used to be one of my accounts when I was at the airport, when I was working in data. And I mean, they even designed, this one pet airline actually had to design, for flying tigers to move Shamu the whale from Japan over to San Diego, and they had to design specific things, so that the water, if the whale was, of course, sleeping, but, I mean, can you imagine a ton whale, going to, in a plane, and they had to design it where if the water splashed when the plane was going, that it would splash back into the tank,
Yeah.
So it's incredible. So hopefully you don't have Great Pyrenees, which are very, you have to be very careful because even though they're big, they're gentle giants, and you have to be careful of the medication you give them and whatever. So it can be a horror story if you don't understand and plan for your pet. So give us some information on that.
Well, first off, in the back of the book, in the references, we have a lot of references on both pets and plants, moving them. And you're right, there's all kinds of great animal movers. You just have to know who they are. But the most important thing with pets is If you have really any dog, cat, any bigger, larger animal, go to the vet prior to your move in case you're going to need to sedate your animal at all. If they're flying or if you're driving, are they going to need something if they get car sick? Take your animal, especially with dogs and cats, really. I've done both. And you take them in for rides in your car. See how they're going to react. I mean, if they're not going to deal with loud noises, I had one dog that was scared to death of freeway noises every time a truck would go by us. So I knew before I made the move I was going to have to sedate the dog a little bit. Another one, I had a cat that, you ever see those Garfield things that are stuck to the windows of cars?
Yeah.
My live cat did that. My live cat did that for 3 days driving cross country.
Goodness.
And the entire time was plastered to the window screaming.
Oh.
And I went, you know, I probably should have taken this cat to a vet and gotten some drugs for it prior to doing it.
Right.
You know, having these plans in place. I also tell people who have very large animals like that, and they're going to be driving maybe 2 or 3 days to their new location, rent one of those RVs, you know, that you can rent for your move.
Right.
Ship your car, rent the RV. Your dogs have lots of room to run around. You also don't have to pay for hotels that way while you're moving. Just find the KOA campgrounds and make it a vacation for you and your pet.
Well, that's a great idea. That's a really great idea. Another thing is, how do you prepare for a move and what comprises the physical work of the move? I mean, I know packing dishes is good, but moving, I'm no longer able to move chairs and furniture and things like that.
Well, both of the companies that we talk about and have information from in the book, U-Haul and Packrat, they actually now have it available that if you need somebody to help you load, you can hire their people to do that. Or if you need somebody to help you offload at the other end, they can contract their people to do that for you.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, that's really good.
Because, you know, when you do DIY moves and you rent a pod or a truck, that ends up being the biggest problem. I wouldn't be able to load a truck today. I could have 10 years ago, 20
right.
years ago,
right.
but not today. And they're really not very expensive. The other thing is there's movers in different towns, like there's military movers, there's firemen movers. And these are all guys that work part-time on the side. And again, when you're planning your move, you know, check into these different options of what you're going to need.
Well, and you also have to make sure that they're credible, too, because I know there was one time that we were moving from Marina Del Rey, my second husband and I were moving from Marina Del Rey to Manhattan Beach, and he had a lot of really wonderful, like a crossbow and all sorts of stuff that he got because he traveled, he lived in Europe for 17, 18 years. And so a lot of them, they stole some of the things from that, you know.
We
have to take another break. This thing, it's going too fast, Deborah. I'm telling you, just too fast. Anyway, we're going to take a
fun.
Me too. So we're going to have a break, though, and we're going to be right back with Deborah Jacobs and talk more about her book, A Happy Move.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Deborah Jacobs. She's author of A Happy Move with Britt Elders. And so we have about one more segment left, so because we get to talking. So what I want to do first is tell everybody where people can get the book and what your website is so that we don't forget, because we're going to chat. You know, and so we'll do that first.
I appreciate that. It's ahappymove.com. And then on YouTube, our YouTube channel is A Happy Move Book.
Great.
And on Facebook, it's A Happy Move.
That's good. And then,
kind of easy.
Right. I think it's pretty. A Happy Move? A Happy Move. We
you
could do a song.
A happy move.
Da, 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 da. Okay. So now, okay, let's get back. So because there's so much in this book, there's no way we're going to cover one quarter of it, okay? I mean, you have things in there to never pack or ship. You have, I mean, things that I didn't even realize, you know. And then you have all sorts of stuff. But let's get to the general stuff just to help people a little bit, give a more general idea of what's more in the book. What should you do during and after a move?
Well, during the move, as long as you have followed your plan really well, during the move, if you're going a long distance, make it a vacation. Do not try and drive 40 hours a day, you know, over a two-day period because you got to get to the other side. One, if you're using professional movers, your stuff is not going to beat you there. It's just not going to happen. So you might as well, you know, plan a trip. If you're going cross-country, go to some national parks. Enjoy yourself. You know, there's such, one of the things I love about moving, and I've moved cross country quite a few times, is the food. You know, go to these different states, enjoy the barbecue in Texas or Oklahoma. You know, go see the biggest ball of yarn in the world. You know, do things that are fun so it kind of decompresses you before you get to the other side and you have to start unpacking.
Yeah, because you do need a little bit of a break, yeah.
And then after the move, I mean, if you have all the information in your book that you take with you, and you've done what we recommend about packing a box that's considered your you know, first box, your go box, it already has everything you're going to need for the first night or the first day. You know, it has your coffee pot and coffee and cream and sugar and all of the stuff, you know, a set of silverware, paper plates, you know, paper cups, all that stuff that you're going to need for that first when you get there. If you're not staying in a hotel and you're going directly into a rental, my family, we actually take air mattresses in the car with us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because it's really expensive.
Right.
When you have to stay in hotels.
Well, plus, and you never know, because sometimes those moving trucks are late. Because if you're going cross country, you know, they have many stops along the way. You're not the only one that's in there. There's like five families or something
exactly.
in there, right?
And so when we went to North Carolina on one of our moves, we literally arrived the night before 9/11.
Oh, goodness.
We didn't see our stuff for almost 30 days.
Wow. See, so you have to really do some really creative planning, and that's what your book does. And your book also covers military moves and international moves. I know, and things that when you're doing an international move, there was a friend of mine, I guess he moved to Texas from California, but it was too blue a state for him. He, you know, California's kind of airy-fairy, you know, and Texas is, hey there, boys. Hi, partner. You know,
anyway. Yeah, I live there too.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless you're in Austin, which is kind of like that, it's going to be tough. And so they ended up, after a couple of years, just moving to Costa Rica because they said, we're out of here. We're out of the whole United States. And they're doing great down there. But there are different kinds of things that you have to do. I had my naturopath moved to, Columbia or something up in the middle of the mountains somewhere, and you can move there, and there's a lot of expatriate communities and stuff, but there's all sorts of stuff in there for doing international and military moves that are completely different than moving typically, you know, like a typical
Absolutely.
In the same country move.
Yeah, I learned a lot when I moved to Korea. I had taken an electric coffee pot with me. You know, I sent stuff via UPS, and I was almost arrested because a electric coffee pot was considered a black market item.
And plus you would have needed
That's why we included that international move in the book, because there are things you should know. I learn the language.
Right.
That should be done before. As soon as you get the idea, I want to move to France. Start learning French.
Well, the only thing I know in French is voulez-vous coucher avec moi? C'est soi.
It's a musical thing. But it's so true. I mean, when I moved to Korea, my daughter had turned 2 years old on the airplane going there.
Oh, goodness.
I got there. I didn't know that you couldn't buy diapers.
Oh, goodness.
And I only had like 10 of them in my suitcase.
Oh, my goodness.
So you might want to find out a little bit about the country you're moving to before you go there.
Right. And also the electrical appliances. I know just traveling, you know, being with the airlines, we travel to international places all the time. Even the electrical outlets are not the same. So,
no.
You know, if you're shipping something and you don't have a converter, you're kind of lost in space, you know.
And depending on where you're going to, learn about the driving laws. I mean, some countries don't drive on the right like we do.
Or you can be in Italy and you take your life in your hands just walking down the street, never mind driving, you know.
Exactly.
Better to get a Vespa. You know?
So it's just important to, you know, knowledge is power. That is not just a saying. It's a truth.
Right.
And
well,
this book, my hopes of this book is to give people the knowledge so they have the power not to be freaked out, stressed out, or stuck somewhere.
Well, that's great. I want to say thank you. We're out of time. But everybody, it's A Happy Move by Deborah Jacobs. And the book is filled with wonderful stories and fun things and a lot of information so that you can actually have a happy move. Thank you so much, Deborah, for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. At least you were. Anyway, it was really great to talk to Deborah. And again, it's a happymove.com. It's just, she's wonderful and the book is wonderful, so just do it. All right, I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. I will be in Santa Cruz this weekend, so, you know, if you're in town, come by. And I'll be doing lots of classes and everything, so visit my website, lindamckenzie.net, to find that out. You know, I've enjoyed this hour with you, so until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of fortitude, understanding, and hope. Bye.